Today I'd like to talk to you about Gary Fencek. Actually, John Gary Fencek. He was born June 11th, 1954 in Chicago, went to Barrington High School, and went to Yale for college. And in 1976, listen to this, he was drafted in the 10th round. He was the 281st pick. A little bit about that later, but ended up being a two-time Pro Bowler, three-time first-team All-Pro, first, one-time second-team All-Pro, and he is a Super Bowl champ. He had 1,102 tackles, 38 interceptions, and one touchdown. And so when you think about people that have done well, you think of Gary Fencek. And on the Super Bowl Shuffle, him and Doug Plank were called the Hitmen. And it was funny when he would be rapping or singing or whatever you wanted to call it in the Super Bowl Shuffle, saying, "They call me Hitman, don't know what you mean." Because he was just, he had this Mr. Clean look about him. He looked at himself that way. But listen to this. I like this article here by Rich Cohen back in August of 2014. He says, "Transition, that's all life is. Story time to blocks, school to work, retirement to dead. For many former pro athletes, though, there's one transition that's about as disorienting as they come. The seismic shift from the last season of play to the first year of a real job. It's like a mobster giving up the life." Just ask one of Chicago's famed hitmen, Gary Fencek, who spent 12 seasons roaming the secondary as an all-pro safety for the Bears. "I still have fun, but nothing will ever replace the excitement of football," says Fencek, now 60. "You always miss the immediacy and clarity of the game. You go to work on Sunday, and 3 hours later, someone has won and someone has lost. There are no postponed meetings, no wait and sees. It's happened, and either you are good enough or not." Fencek, the all-time interception leader, the Bears' all-time interception leader, proved to be plenty good enough. And the feat is something more remarkable given that his NFL career almost didn't happen. Coming out of Yale in 1976, he was taken in the 10th round of the draft by the Dolphins and then cut that August. Fencek was all set to go with his backup plan, enrolling in a junior banking program at Citibank in New York. But before heading to Manhattan, Fencek, who grew up in the Chicago suburb of Barrington, flew home to see his folks. While there, the 22-year-old Ivy Leaguer got a call from Jim Finks, then the Bears' general manager, who invited him to stop by Lake Forest for a tryout. He made quite the impression. The rookie played in 13 games that same season. Yet even after signing with his beloved hometown team, Fencek continued to plan for that other life, the one he began after hanging up his cleats. "One of the benefits of going to Yale is I had roommates, classmates, even teammates who were going to med school, law school, business school," he says. "So I never stopped thinking about what I was going to do after football." The planning took on more urgency in 1979 when he suffered a series of minor calamities, breaking his arm opening day, shredding a knee, busting up an ankle. He found himself in an operating room staring at the ceiling, acutely aware of his football mortality. Around that time, an old friend and mentor called and said, "Gary, you need to start thinking about what happens later." Fencek enrolled at Northwestern's Kellogg School of Management soon after. In 1985, as the Bears made their run, he was spending two nights a week studying finance. 85 was good, he says. "I completed my MBA, we won the Super Bowl, and I met my wife." And so you look at this, and he has taken it serious. Says after he had retired, a few years later, he jumped over to a private equity firm, Brinson Partners, then a unit of UBS Global Asset Management. There he met Von French, a former investment star at First Chicago, who was one of Brinson's top deal makers. French saw in Fencek a very well-rounded guy who understood deeply how the investment world works. Fencek had it all, French says. He knew to a fine degree how various asset classes, stocks, fixed income investments, real estate, hedge funds, private equity, meshed together, and he was a natural at helping clients build portfolios with the right asset allocations. "I go to meetings where they talk about goal orientation and teamwork," he says, "and I laugh because it's like, well, yeah, I'm back in football." So this 6'1" safety who played with a famously concussive style turns out to have a soft touch with both clients and coworkers. Gary is someone who can ask probing questions without the putting the person on the receiving end of the, or on the defensive, says French, who marvels at how well the former pro managed the transition from tackling to term sheets. It is fascinating to me how he can move seamlessly and easily from one world to another, he says. Fencik, for his part, is quick to get credit his successful post-NFL reinvention to lucky timing. I think it would be harder today, he says. Unlike when I was playing, football's pretty much a full-time job. I think it would even be more difficult today to go to business school while you're pursuing an athletic career. I was very fortunate when my dad was an assistant principal when I was growing up. Education was always important. And it made me think of a story where Jesus is talking to people about priorities and things like this. And he says in Luke chapter 14, he says, "For which of you, desiring to build a tower, does not first sit down and count the cost, whether he has enough to complete it? Otherwise, when he has laid a foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it begin to mock him." And so we see story after story after story of people that have not counted the cost. People that would make it into the documentary Broke, that ESPN 30 for 30, where you see athlete after athlete after athlete did not think about it. Well, what happened with Fencik was he was surrounded with people that thought differently, and he surrounded himself with people that thought differently. And so it is important, it's always important to have a plan. So where are you today when it comes to this plan? Look to the Lord, and he will help you with that.